In Papua New Guinea, most of the earthquakes along the north coast, New Britain and down towards Bougainville, on subduction, where one plate is subducting underneath the other one and going down to very deep depths, hundreds of kilometres. And the earthquakes that happen there typically have aftershocks that only last a few days or weeks at most. But this earthquake sequence is in the central part of Papua New Guinea in the Southern Highlands and not subduction. It's a crustal collision. It's an unusual one in that the collision has been going on for quite a while, so it's built up a very thick crust. So the earthquakes are deeper than you normally get for a crust, but still very, very shallow. And whenever you get shallower earthquakes, you find that a large earthquake has aftershocks that will last for months or years, or in Australia, up to 100 years. In that area, you'd have a higher rate of activity than normal.
So you expect that there could be more of these quakes for not just a matter of days, but possibly even weeks?
Weeks or months.
And will they remain at such an intensity? I mean, some of these were 6.7, which is still incredibly strong.
Oh, it is very strong, yes, and a lot of potential for doing damage and casualties. I won't say there's no possibility, but the longer you go, you start to lose the larger events, and the aftershocks dominated by smaller and smaller events the longer you get into it until they vanish.
Now, you've explained what is essentially causing these earthquakes in relation to the tectonic plates, but there's still a lot of confusion in PNG, including from senior leaders. The governor of Hela Province, Philip Undialu, is being quoted that he wants to know what the cause of the disaster was, and he's been linking it to the oil and gas projects in the Highlands area. Can you explain, or can we definitely rule out that these quakes are definitely not man-made and have no relation to these oil and gas projects?
No, they're not at all, not even as a trigger, because they're happening at much, much greater depths than the oil and gas people here are dealing with. Unlike in some of the places in the US we're hearing about, in Oklahoma and others, where they're using hydraulic fracking, to get gas out, they're pumping fluid into the rocks at depths of 1 and 2 kilometres, really shallow. If you're just within 5 kilometres of the surface, you have, and that means that you get a lot of little earthquakes. But there's absolutely no effect if you get down to the 30 or more kilometres that we'd be having up in PNG. And of course, the process there is perfectly normal. We've had big earthquakes there in the past, not as big as this one, but they will continue.